coffee market continued to favor the small-scale and estate farmers as they this week earned shush $1.3 billion for the auction of 33,470 bags of coffee. The returns are higher from those of the last week of shush $963 million after they sold 25,090 bags of the commodity through the Nairobi Coffee Exchange, NCE. In the market, Ebero Kenya, a leading coffee buyer, bought 71 bags of grade RR from Guama factory represented by Alliance Berries Limited at shush 65,500 per bag of 50 kilograms. From the sale, Guama factory affiliated to Baragwi Farmers Cooperative Society in Kirinyaga County and shush 4.6 million for its premier quality of the commodity. Karamikui Society represented by Kirinyaga Slopes emerged the second best in payment after its 59 bags of AA in the auction were bought each at shush $63,142, taking home shush 3.7 million. NCE Acting Chief Executive Officer Muslispa Ndungu said Alliance Berries Limited presented 8,562 bags that were bought at shush 383.4 million, $2,926,899.60, followed by Kirinyaga Slopes with 8,379 bags at shush 327.1, $2,497,641.50 for, and NKPCU 6,692 bags that fetched shush 280.4 million, $2,141,083.30 zero. In the auction, 68% of the deliveries were premier grades of R and AB that fetched better returns. 9 marketing agents participated out of the license 15, an indication that farmers in cooperatives and estates have trust in the auction system, said Muzindungu. Kigumo MP Joseph Munyoro said Coffee Tea Parliamentary Association, COTEPA, was excited over the participation of the farmers in the auction market. "We are calling on farmers to concentrate on nurturing their coffee trees during this rainy season, focusing on increasing production of the commodity," said Munyoro. Kenya Coffee Producers Association Chairman Peter Gakonyo called on the growers to nurture their coffee trees to help access the better market. "The buyers are interested in a specific taste, and they can spend any amount to get the best for their market," said Gakonyo.